This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The most practical principle illustrated by Abigail in 1 Samuel 25 is found in Romans 12:18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Abigail was married to an arrogant, incorrigible fool. During their marriage, she often found it hard to live at peace with him. He was surly and mean in his dealings. She said to David, "Pay no attention to that wicked man, Nabal. He is a fool, and folly goes before him." It would be understandable if she concluded it's impossible to live at peace with him, but she did what she could to do so. She took blame for Nabal's insulting response and asked David for forgiveness. Later, she waited till Nabal was sober to tell him what had transpired and how she averted disaster. She did what she could to live at peace with him. She also did what she could to live at peace with David, who was on his way to destroy her household. This took humility, courage, a lot of wisdom, and hard work to prepare food for David and his men, and develop a strategy to persuade him to not do what he intended. She risked her life to protect David's reputation and honor. It worked. David accepted from her hand what she had brought him and said, "Go home in peace. I have heard your words and granted your request." The goal should always be live at peace with everyone. As far as it depends on you, do what you can to promote peace. If you do that and it doesn't work, you at least are off the hook. God will take care of the outcome as he did with Nabal. About 10 days later, the Lord struck Nabal and he died.